Hello, 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 hello.
Tee it up. Hello.
Tee it up, baby. Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of 10 Would Recommend. If you are new here, this is the show where we recommend a Netflix show for you to watch. Cool. Hence the title, it's 10 Would Recommend. We talk about shows and other things, of course.
Because we regularly get distracted, I would
regularly say. Get distracted. But hey, it's all good. It's all for content. It is me, it is I, it is she, Talani.
And it is me, it is I, it is she, Gina.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, darling.
How are you?
I'm doing really, really well. How are you?
Good. I'm here. I'm good.
Yeah, I wanted to address an elephant in the room.
Okay.
Which is that I told people last week that the homework was to watch Enola Holmes. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't actually going to be out yet. It's out today.
No, you made a blunder there.
I made a blunder. Enola Holmes is out. She's not called Enola.
She's Enola Holmes from now on. That is her
name. I can't stop calling
that it. That is her sweet, sweet name, Enola Holmes. Let's go.
Enola is out today.
Yes.
So please watch that. Obviously, that's going to be one of our recommendations. But I just had to say, you know, I apologise. Sometimes I get things wrong. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So,
because you said elephant in the room,
yeah,
it made me remember the time that Alexandra Burke said she made up that saying.
Why'd she do that? Why?
She said it was hers. Like the origin of elephant in the room belonged to Alexandra Burke, who was an X Factor contestant and who had the beautiful duet with Beyoncé.
Oh my God.
That was when X Factor was at its peak.
Top tier.
Wow, Beyoncé was an X Factor at one point. Like, as in, that? She came to perform on X Factor.
Sometimes I still watch the, you know, when Alexandra won and she sang Hallelujah?
Yeah.
And, like, halfway through it, she was like, oh, my God. And she was singing. I still watch that. And I even think about it,
it's
got goosebumps.
It's insane. I get goosebumps when I think about when Beyoncé, it's that she floated into the room.
Yeah.
And just, listen. I was like, okay. That was television days, man.
I've got goosebumps.
Yeah, that was amazing.
That
was good TV show days when you wouldn't go out before X Factor finished.
Yes, exactly.
I'd literally get ready for my night out whilst X Factor was in the background and then went out after it.
I do kind of miss that about, like, because I don't really watch linear TV anymore, but I miss, like, those TV shows, like X Factor, even Big Brother to a certain extent, like all of those shows where it's like, it was an event.
We used to have parties for the final, like a little TV party watch.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I can't remember the last thing I watched together was a thing. That's just not a thing we do anymore.
Yeah.
We just don't do that anymore. But talking of this, there's no segue, sorry, my bad.
Okay, I will also address another elephant in the room.
Yep, go.
And another elephant in the room is that, everyone, surprise, surprise, it's my birthday soon, okay?
It is Gina's birthday soon.
I'm turning 30.
Gina's turning 30.
On Monday.
On Monday.
What do you have to say about that, Talani? You've known me a long time.
30 is a good age. I met you when you was a sweet, sweet baby. Sweet, sweet 24-year-old baby. And now you're who you are now. And I'm so pleased. 30 is a good age.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a I don't care age. I don't give a fuck age. I do what I want age. It's a nice age. Mm. Yeah.
When you were turning 30, did you have any, like, you know, some people, they get really worried about, like,
oh, my God, yes.
Really?
Yeah. I definitely turned 30 and started panicking.
No way.
I started panicking. I was like, I haven't done enough. And at the time, I was still at my mum's house. I felt like I hadn't done anything. I hadn't achieved much. And the thing is, ultimately, I had achieved loads, but I just felt like I hadn't. And that was when I was like, fine, go get your eggs checked. That's when all of that kind of got in. Once I get my eggs checked. Because everyone tells you when you get to 30, it all goes downhill.
Everyone says you start shriveling up like a little raisin.
Yeah. But it's not true.
It's not true.
Like, it's a good time. 30 is a really good time. And, like, the girls in their 30s are beautiful.
I honestly think, like, I look back at pictures. I've said this for time. I'm not worried about turning 30. Like, I feel really blessed to be where I am, blah, blah, blah. The only thing that is different, like, I feel like I'm better looking, I've got more money, like, I'm more confident, like, everything. I was just skinnier before. That was literally it. That's the only thing where I'm like, societally, I can see how some people might say being younger. But all of my friends, even, I think everybody is better looking now.
Everyone's so much better looking now.
Everyone looks amazing.
I don't look back at old pictures and think, oh, when I was beautiful. I'm buff now.
100%.
Like, I'm 100%. Beautiful now. So, yeah, I'm happy about that for us. So, I'm glad you're going to go into your 30s being beautiful.
Really looking forward
and
to it.
And rich, apparently.
Not now, sister. We can speak into existence. Yeah. Anyway, so happy birthday to me.
Why don't people with money like to admit that they've got money?
Why are you doing this?
No, I'm just intrigued. I'm so intrigued that people with money are so like, oh, no.
But the thing is,
not money.
I don't feel like I have enough money to act as if I'm somebody who's got loads of money.
I know what you mean.
Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Segway. Dubai Bling on Netflix, it is about like ridiculously rich people mm-hmm. who are living in Dubai and just living their lives. I actually really like that they speak Arabic in it.
Yeah, me too.
I love that.
I wasn't
that.
Prepared.
Yeah. I'm really into this because why should we not?
I agree.
Like, yeah, so it's just about a group of people who are in Dubai and very ridiculously rich. It's like a rich show, basically, right?
Yeah.
And they've got the kind of money. Okay, so my kind of money right now is that if I'm wearing something expensive, you're going to know.
Like, 100%.
You're going to see it. The logo YSL.
Yeah.
Fendi. It is not going to be
good
discreet.
Good shit right there.
And I remember interviewing someone very rich
yeah.
who said to me, they were like, the richer you get, the smaller the logos get, but the bigger the yachts get.
Jesus.
And I was like...
Amen. I'm manifesting
actual,
it.
Actual factual.
Wow.
Because stupidly rich people will wear a black t-shirt with a black logo on it. You have to do this to see, and they're telling you is Egyptian silk. How the hell am I meant to know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
And that's Dubai Bling. They are stupidly rich.
God.
Like, stupidly rich. Like, I get distracted by the like what they say things cost.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all very, like, bitchy, but also in a nice, like, reality TV show bitchy.
Yeah.
I, be honest, I do not know a single person's name.
Mm-mm.
Like,
so I was just about to ask you who your favorite, and I'm like, I
don't
even
know a single person's name.
Okay, let's describe some of the characters because I was just interested because I was watching it on the way here, and I was just introduced to the girl who got married to the billionaire at 21.
Okay, and he's died, right?
Yeah,
she's now 27. Yeah.
And she was just going on a date.
Yes.
I'm absolutely fascinated by her.
Yes, same. And also, it's really funny because like. Her husband was old.
Almost 30 years older than her. Yeah, when they married. Well, obviously, he's dead. Sorry.
So, I wanted to ask you what your thoughts were about marrying old.
That much older, I think I would...
And that rich.
Well, yeah. That
Remember the coins.
That's the clincher, isn't it?
Do you know what?
I could do it.
The way life is going now, boy. Do you know
it's
what?
Living crisis.
How old is Idris Elba? Serious question.
Idris Elba ain't even that old. How old is he?
He's in his 40s now.
Yeah. He's not old.
That's the cap.
Oh, for you?
Yeah, and he has to look like an Idris.
You're telling me that you wouldn't marry somebody 30 years older that's that rich?
I wouldn't.
You're really going to come on this podcast and lie.
I am an independent woman who works for my money. I will not marry for money.
The other fucking... Nah, you're so for the shit. The other... I will not to find anyone.
I'm sorry, why people laughing? That's a joke. I'm an independent woman who makes my own money who will not marry for money.
A couple podcast episodes ago, we were talking about... What was that traumatic film that we watched with... And it was sexual assault and gun shooting. What was that film? Luckiest Girl Alive. And I asked you... Yeah, flick your little hair. And I asked you... whether you would marry that rich. And I was like, oh, I don't know if I could do it. And you were like, what? I would do it.
Yeah, but he wasn't 30 years older than me. My thing is, I have faith in the men and my generation.
Do you?
They will have money. I'm not saying they're good people.
When?
I'm saying, you know, there's tech.
Yeah, that's true.
Tech boys are making money.
That's true. They are.
So I feel like if I have faith in them and the beliefs that I have in them, black boys, yeah, we're all black men, I feel like they will one day... It has to be the next 2-3 years.
That's what I'm saying, sister. The one day for them is when they're 50. And then
they'll have the audacity to tell me I'm too old and they will marry younger.
God have mercy.
That's what would happen.
What if he does not look 30 years older than you?
Do you know what? I'm lying. I could. Of course I could. Of course, that was the whole act.
To quote you from last episode, I'm a true liar.
I'm a true liar. That was a whole act. I feel like people have got like a bad view of me sometimes, so I just lied. Of course I fucking would. What? And also, like, you won't even be alive for that long if we do age. Like, what? She's 27, loaded, inheritance, and now single. Time of her life.
Do you know, there are moments in our friendship where you gaslight me so bad. And I think, what?
Look, I'm sure she's really sad about what's happened. And also, if you hear her story, I completely get why she married him.
Yeah.
Her mum, I think, has no relationship with her mum.
Yeah.
I don't think she has any parental relationships. And, you know, not to be cliche, but daddy issues tends to lead you to that path.
Right.
And also the need to survive.
Right.
Yeah, I would. I've got daddy issues and the need to survive. So, of course, I would.
Hashtag same. So I also...
There's that.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so... you crack me up.
But yeah, great characters.
Great character. So she's great. There's another one who's an influencer.
Yeah, and they really look down at the influencer.
Yeah, which is fascinating.
It's so fascinating that they don't see a problem with you having money because you're married rich.
Yeah.
But they see a problem in you being an influencer. There was all consistent jabs had to be like, well, everything's sponsored.
Yeah. This is not her own money. Fake.
And is this is I was like, oh, that's interesting.
It is really interesting.
Because I thought there would be, and it's, have you got to the bit where they talk about feminism?
No, I haven't.
They don't fuck with that shit at all.
Really?
Like, okay.
Really?
Yeah, like, so. But I think sometimes, again, this is what my, I could get deeper, but I won't.
Okay.
Western feminists and white feminists have a pop, that's where it fails. That's where feminism fails for me. They don't consider culture, race, and other people's, like, their lifestyle.
Yeah.
I was watching it thinking, why are you not rating this girl? She's independent, blah, blah, blah. But they're like, I don't care. My husband's got money. And when the husbands piss them off, they go buy expensive gifts for themselves. What a life. I just cry.
Yeah. I mean, this one that she was having an argument with her husband because she was throwing her... It felt so scripted. But she was throwing the clothes out of his wardrobe.
Yeah, that was very scripted.
Yeah, it was. And I was just like... I think the thing that I do find a bit difficult, and maybe I think this is a reflection on me and like how as women sometimes you can, or at least I say I have been victim of this... You can kind of be more agreeable so that you're not like giving him stress or being the problem, like woman or whatever. I just can't get over that. Like, some of these people can be so horrible or mean to their spouse, and their spouse is like, oh, you know what she's like. I just can't get over that.
Same.
Like, even on the date with the girl who's widowed, and she was on the date and she was like treating him like she was just not being very nice. And he was like, what is going on?
But you don't have to be nice to be men. Like, you don't have to be nice to men. The good girl is not a good place to be. Mm. Men and women are told, in order to be good and being acceptable, they just have to, like, take everything and be like, I'll not be a problem and not shout and like, yeah, sure, it's fine. Yeah, of course, of course. Who good girl pay? Good girl has not benefited a single girl
that's
in this life.
And that's why I said I've been victim of that before.
Exactly. And also, the good, quiet girls are not married rich either.
That's true. What are your thoughts? Have you ever been good girl?
Oh, yeah, my whole life I've been told to be a good girl. Now I'm bad.
Good girl gone bad.
Good girl Shout gone bad. Always. No, I actually had to actively teach myself to like leave the good girl narrative. It's a really weird... Obviously, if it's who you are naturally, I'm not saying don't be a kind person.
Yeah.
Kind and good are two very different things. But I just think that narrative of being a good girl is almost like good always like agreeable. And like, you don't say anything. You don't make a fuss because, you know, just shush. And I can imagine that being so much more if you're married rich.
Yeah.
Because it feels like this person is like, you know, they do everything for you.
But this is what I'm saying. Some of these people are married rich and they're not nice to their spouses.
Then men love them then.
That's what I'm trying to tell. This is what I'm not understanding. It's like, I can understand being married rich and being agreeable because it's like, look, this man's providing me money. Let me just keep all my P's and Q's and this, tell, whatnot. But these are relationships where it's like, the women are actively just distasteful to their men and they're like, oh, God love her. I'll kick me again. Like, what? What's going on?
That's love.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
That is love. And in a whole complete different world, we watched a film.
Oh, yes, we did. We watched...
This is a Netflix original.
Yes.
It's the best one they've had so far.
Yeah.
This year.
I'm sure it must have been.
It's a really good film.
It's fantastic.
Called, it's a film called The Good Nurse.
Yeah, The Good Nurse.
It's a film called The Good Nurse.
It stars Jessica Chastain and Eddie Redmayne.
Do you know what's mad? I knew both them people look familiar.
Yeah.
But honestly... If you said I could win £1 million to name both those people, I would have no clue.
I know. And the thing is, Eddie Redmayne, the last time I watched a film with him in was a while ago, actually, because he starred in the Stephen Hawking film. Did you watch that?
I didn't watch it, but I heard about him.
He was amazing.
He's a very good actor.
He's so good.
Very, very good actor.
Both of their performances in this film are amazing. Okay, let's talk about tea. What is the film about? You'll do it better than
me. Okay, the film is based on a real life story.
Correct.
And it's about two, like it was based in a hospital basically. And it's basically about two nurses. One of them is good and one of them is bad. Just as simply put. And by bad, I mean this man is killing off the people then. This man is just killing off, he's killing off patients.
He's killing them off,
He's just killing patients left, right and centre.
Yeah.
So basically it's an investigation. It's like, okay, why do all these patients keep dying? Mm-hmm. And then a good nurse helps basically figure out that it's this man that's doing it and kind of, that's what the whole film was about actually.
Yeah.
I mean, there's parts of it where the good nurse needs heart surgery, so she's like working, and she's sick as well. But like the main gist of it is catching the bad guy.
Yeah.
Who is killing off the people then.
And it's really, I find these kind of topics really scary.
Yeah.
Because I think how, and it's not even just these kind of topics, but it's like, the idea of taking advantage of somebody who's yes. got, like, no agency mm-hmm. or very little agency mm-hmm. and is, like, trusting you to take care of them
yep.
and you just completely... And it was funny... Not funny, sorry, but it was, like, interesting is the word I'm looking for, because at the end of the film where she's, like, the character... I forget what her name is, actually. What was her name? Do you remember?
Do you know that's the thing about me?
What?
I don't know any characters' names.
Oh,
even my favourite TV shows, you can't tell me...
Okay, so the character who Jessica Chastain plays...
The Goodness.
Plays, yeah, the Goodness. She asks him, like, why did you do it? And he literally just says, because they didn't stop me.
Yes.
And I remember... Ages ago, this is going to go dark for 2 seconds, but it is related. Ages ago, I watched a program and it was interviewing like paedophiles, like child rapists, like everything. Mm. And I it's never, ever, ever, ever left my mind. Somebody asked one of the guys who like had been doing like awful things, children, mm. why? Why yeah, are we yeah. doing this? And it was like, because they couldn't stop me. Like nobody could stop, what could they do?
That's so...
Terrifying.
The whole time I was watching it, because I think there was something in the characters and where it's like seeing the good in a bad person.
Yeah.
Because ultimately he was a bad person, right?
Yeah.
But he was doing things that seemed good.
Yeah. Yeah. So he was hiding in plain sight.
Yes. So every time, like, do you know when people are like, I'm so fascinated by people that do bad
mm.
because the reason is, what is the why? Mm. Like, why have you done that?
Why?
Like, why have you actually done that?
Mm.
And to do it to people that are in hospital and just think, I've got power here, I can just kill them. Why is it always... Because I'm not someone that's like, you just dismiss someone because they're bad and that's it. I feel like someone, surely you're bad for a reason.
Yeah, what happened to you in your childhood? And also it's like, he's killing them. He was killing them, but wasn't getting any... Like, it's not as if there was no money involved. Like,
there was no reason. Yeah, and that's what it is. I think that's a... The badness that I find really hard to understand.
Yeah.
When there is no reason behind your wickedness.
Yeah.
Like, you're just wicked from the like from birth. Because you hear about people who, like... Remember, there was a Netflix show as well, I think, How to Be a Murderer, or I'm a Murderer, or something like that. I'm a Killer.
Okay, yeah.
A documentary called I'm a Killer.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, a lot of the stories, you hear people are like, they had bad childhoods, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, we see how we got here.
Mm.
And there was one story, it was like, this man was loved.
Mm.
Cared for, loved, middle-class family, wasn't a thing. And... There was no link onto his madness.
Mm.
Like, do you remember, there was nothing to be like, do you know something, you hear people's stories, you're like, that's why you're
yeah.
like this.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
No, nothing. And that's all I could feel from this story. So I was like, there is no reason why you're doing this.
Yeah. And that is what is most terrifying about
yes.
it, is that somebody can just decide one day,
yes,
I'm just going to do it. Who's going to stop
humans me? Fucking scare the shit out of me.
Absolutely terrifying. And like, every story... With every story, I get even more terrified.
Yeah,
I'm like, I can't believe the capacity for
fuckery.
Evil.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's mad. And the other thing that was really, really mad about this story, other than the fact that it's true, is that he'd worked in 16 different hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of these hospitals had an inkling.
And nobody did it.
And nobody.
Well, if corporations are fucked, I've clocked it, I've clocked onto them. Every big corporation is a fucking cunting way. I'll watch them. Because they're always trying to cover their backs.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you hear about things that's happening in TV, in the media industry, Jimmy Savile, when you hear about things happening in schools, they're all like, oh shit, we need to cover our backs, so let's not let things come out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fuckery. And the older we get, the more shows that are going to show you how these corporations, there's a deep, dark secret in every single one of them. Yeah. I know there is.
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah. yeah. Them white-collar people, fuckery.
Yeah. I agree. It's
yeah.
awful.
Yeah.
It's really awful. But, the film itself, even though it's a really hard topic, is... I think it's great.
It's a really good watch. When you first watch it, I will say this. It's graded. It's really grey.
Mm,
it's very
yeah.
dark.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
there
yeah,
was
yeah, yeah.
there was not a hint of sunshine once in that film.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everything's really dark, really grey, really quite, like, somber. But it's really good.
Yeah, it is really, really good. Oh, I wanted to ask you something, because there's a moment in the film where the main character... I'm just going to say Jessica Chastain, because I can't remember her name. I'm so sorry. But... She has to wear a wire when she's talking to mm-hmm. Eddie Redmayne's character.
Yeah.
Anytime I see characters doing that in films or whatever, I'm always like, I would be so stressed out.
I would start physically shaking.
Well, like, would you be able to do it?
Because I'm a good liar, I think I could.
Because you're a true liar.
Because I'm a true liar, I think I could. But I think if there's a risk to it. Like,
yeah.
it's really difficult to talk to someone when you know their secret, but they don't know you know their secret.
Yeah.
Mm. So you're trying to just be like, acting normal.
Yeah.
Let alone the secret is I know you've killed people.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm like, you could just get angry now and bad. I think that I will be so scared of.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what would freak me out. If I know your truth, but you don't know I know.
Yeah.
I hate that feeling.
People who go undercover and do all that kind of stuff, like I've heard stories where people go undercover and they are like in like the, not even KKK, BNP or whatever.
I would love, you're talking about the thingy bummer, nail bummer.
Thank you, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you're talking about nail bummer.
Yeah, yeah.
I would, there's certain situations in life that I just want to do just so I can watch myself in it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. One would be to go undercover.
Yeah.
Two would be, like I said last week, to be hypnotized.
Yeah.
Three would be to go on some kind of like dating reality TV show just to see how I would react.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would love to do those things.
Okay, so here's a show that I'm pitching. It can be a show on YouTube or it can be just a show on a streaming service or
oh,
whatever.
And another one where like I do things against professionals. So that's a big fantasy of mine. Hear me out.
Your competitiveness knows no bounds.
No, it's mad.
How do you think you're going to be better than a professional?
Who knows? What if they had a bad day? How do you know? And here is how bad it's got. So basically, I tweeted the other day to be like, I'm really competitive. That like, if I see Dinesha Smith, I'd ask her if she wants to race.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not impolite in it. So I didn't at her because I wasn't trying to drill her out like that, right? Sis saw it. And sis added me saying, let's go. Dina, I'm sorry.
Dina, no.
I don't want to be humbled. I know you will beat me.
Yeah.
But if it's on, then it's on. I would still race her.
I can't believe you'd even bother.
Of course I would.
This is where we're.
Of course I would bother. And the way she won, I'm like, yes, so you should have won. And then when I win, I'll be an athlete. Do you know what? I don't even want to do it, right? Because I don't want coaches to see me. I've got too much stuff going on in my career right now.
It's giving delusional. It's giving grand delusions. And I respect it, but...
But yeah, those are the things. What was the show you went
to pitch? It's the fact you said, when I win. Win for who?
What if Dina has a bad day?
Yeah, the show that I'm going to pitch, going back to that, is, please, commissioners, you need to take this on.
Okay.
You need to put Talani in these scenarios. And I don't know what the show could be called. It could be like, I don't know, Talani takes on ... or Talani does ... or something like that. Tony tries,
right, okay.
Much like your Instagram series.
Okay.
Follow
that
her on
never,
Tony
that never went anywhere. Think about all the things in your career, right? That you started and you just didn't carry on. Nobody talks about that enough.
No one talks like, about all the failed projects.
All the failed projects and all of the like, announcements to quietly just go away and just never do it again.
Tony Tries is good though. And that's why, as soon as you're not going to do it again, that's why it needs to be made into a show. And we need to get Tony hypnotised. We need to get Tony undercover.
Undercover.
We need to put a wire on Tony.
But I want to be in a serious situation, bruv. I don't want no, like, I want something serious.
We can do that.
Like, I'm trying to get someone to, like, admit something.
Tolly Tries is a fucking good idea.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
I'll take a cut. I'll be on the writing team.
Yeah, let's do it.
And I'll be a producer.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But yeah, watch The Goodness.
Oh yeah, sorry. Watch The Goodness.
Yeah, again, it's really a real good life story. The woman, the nurse in it is still alive and still being a good nurse, which is good to know.
And she got her heart transplant.
She got a heart transplant.
I'd love to hear it.
I feel like we've told you the whole story, but it's still worth
yeah,
a watch. No, do you know what? I don't feel bad when I spoil real life stories.
Yeah, that's true.
It happened.
That's true. It did happen.
And also, I felt like the film tells on itself the first 10 minutes.
Mm.
It's not like a suspense to be like, oh, what's That's happening true. Here? You kind of know exactly
I liked
what's
the
happening.
Way that it was done.
Yes,
I liked the way that it was done. And it didn't feel like gratuitous when, you know, so many people died, but it didn't feel gratuitous in the way that it showed it.
Yeah.
And I just can't, you know what? I just can't get over some of the stories that we've spoken about on this podcast. Like, I just reminded me of Our Father, the one, what was it called?
Yeah,
Our Father.
Our Father, like shocking things that actually will.
That was like one of the most shocking stories.
Genuinely,
I've ever
I feel
heard.
Like real life events are more shocking than what people make up these
it's
days.
It's so true.
Yeah, what the fuck? But watching the film, it made me realise there's something wrong with me. So there was a scene where an officer is talking to like one of the high people in the hospital.
Yeah.
So he's talking to her to be like, yo, what's going on here? This person has died, whatever. Yeah. And then she's like, well, I've got to go. She just didn't want to be in a meeting or whatever.
I know exactly what you're going to say. I'm so sick of you already.
And then like she was like, well, I've got to go. And then he was like, sit down. And she was like, no. And he was shouting, well, sit the fuck down. And I was like, oh. I was so turned on by it. I was like, okay, I'm sat.
I'm sat. I'm sat.
It was like...
Really?
I was like, put my mascara on. So I didn't have my face on. I just heard him shout, sit the fuck down. And I was like, okay, sir.
a shout about it. I heard you the first time.
Are you into that?
I'm so into it.
Really?
Oh my God, I'm pathetic.
I'm not into that at all.
And I said, what am I mind? What are you shouting for? But I will sit.
But I will be sat.
But I will be sat.
On your left.
I'm sorry that I've made that story into this. But the mind wants what the mind wants.
Amen.
And also, I'm like multifaceted in it. I can watch a sad thing and still be turned on.
Exactly.
Fuck.
Exactly. Is what it is.
Yeah, it's fine.
Watch The Good Nurse.
Yes.
And watch Dubai Bling.
Dubai Bling is good.
Yeah.
And people that love reality TV shows are saying, like, it's better than The Real Housewives that's based in Dubai.
Really?
Yeah, apparently it's better.
Do you know what? I do think that, like, Selling Sunset, Dubai Bling, I think that Netflix, I can see they're slowly getting that, like, that recipe for those kind of shows down. Yeah. I really like it.
Do you know what one they got so fucking wrong, and I want to fucking redo, is Young, African and Famous.
Because nobody was young. Yeah,
and also, there is a whole scene of, I know the Nigerian ones, that their parents are stupidly, they, like, live on TikTok. Them young Nigerian girls, that like, their parents are really, really rich.
Oh.
And their lifestyle is just, like, insane. Yeah. Like, they just, like, I'm wearing my Van Cleef necklace on a normal Monday.
Who's Van Cleef?
See, poverty
I'm
speaks, Gina. That's your poverty.
Did
speaking.
You know that what Van Cleef was before
of
you saw
it? Of course, I did. What?
You're chatting shit. I'm tired of you coming on this fucking podcast. And,
and I think they should do a show about them. That's Young, African, and Famous, or Fabulous, or whatever. Those are the it girls, not these aunties that they put on the show. And I want to redo because everybody else has had a good time.
Yeah.
Apart from the Africans, and I'm not happy.
Okay. Well.
Not happy.
We'll send that note up.
So let whoever is that runs, let them know.
I'm gonna
tell
them
why I said so.
Oh, I will. I'll send them this clip, actually. Okay, what else have you been watching?
What else have I watched? I started watching something called The Playlist.
Oh, yeah.
I'm only one episode in, so I'm not telling you it's good.
Okay.
But it was interesting thus far. Mm-hmm. It's about the person who created Spotify.
Yeah, that yes. sounds really interesting.
It's not in English. I think it's in Swedish because Spotify is a Swedish company. Mm-hmm. And just basically how the idea came about. And it's just interesting. I really like watching like entrepreneurship. Yep. So that's why I'm not rich. Can't even fucking say the word.
But you can say Van Cleef and shame me.
But I can say money. Yeah. The Playlist. Entrepreneurship.
Entrepreneurship. Why? Where is the neuro coming from?
Entrepreneurship.
Yes.
Entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
Yes. I like watching shows based on really smart people. Yeah. It gives the same vibe as the one that's based on Workspace, I can't remember what that's called now. It's not Netflix, but it's really fucking good. Anne Hathaway's in it. It talks about...
Oh, no, you've lost me with Anne Hathaway. Who? What?
Yes, it is based on... What's that working space called?
Oh, WeWork.
WeWork. We Crashed, it's called.
Ooh.
It's really
Is it on Netflix?
No, sorry, my bad.
Damn it. But where... Interesting. What's it about? Sorry.
It's about how WeWorks crashed. How WeWorks crashed and went to shit. Because we crashed, like, the owner WeWorks went lost it.
Really?
Yeah. It's really interesting. And so is The Playlist. It's kind of based... It's kind of that kind of idea of watching something come up. And it's also really interesting because it's something that we still use every single day.
Yeah.
Like, it's sick to know that the story behind Spotify that is a part of your everyday life. Don't you think it's mad how big things are big things, right? And that was someone's random idea in their room.
That's what I can't get over that. That's why you should always just go for it.
Like Netflix was some random person's idea that was like, oh, it would be good to do this.
Yeah.
And here we are. It's part of our everyday life.
It's absolutely mad. Or like the person who came up with... Who came up with Google?
Google.
The person who came up with Google, now it's a verb.
Yeah.
That is like the... Like yes. That's amazing. That's amazing.
It's insanity. Like, and part of our everyday lives. Like, think of a world where you don't use that website. Mad, isn't it?
But it's not even the fact that everyone uses it. It's the fact... It's when it becomes a verb that I...
Like, yeah, Google it.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Or like, even a Hoover. Because it's not... How crazy is that? That's
Hoover,
a brand.
That smiley face man.
Henry.
Is... Insanity.
I know.
Because I call everything Hoovers.
Exactly.
I'll call a Dyson a Hoover. I call everything. It's like cornflakes.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Cornflakes is just cornflakes, right? But we call all cereal cornflakes. Well, African soup anyway. But it's cereal. Cornflakes is like a type of cereal. Cornflakes.
Even sellotape. Wait, am I chatting shit?
You're chatting shit.
No, sellotape.
You're chatting shit. Everything is called sellotape.
Yeah, but they're not. Wait, let me actually Google that one. No, I'm sure.
Sellotape is the name of a band, though.
Yeah.
So what's everything else called then? Tape.
Band of transparent. Yeah, it's tape. But it's not like everything is called sellotape, even if the brand is not sellotape.
Oh, but the thing is called tape.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like just sticky tape. Don't you think that's crazy? I want to make something like that.
I need to get one of those.
What can we do?
I need to get one of those.
What do you do?
I don't know. I'll think of it.
Yeah, I reckon you will.
We'll figure it out. Yeah. What are you suggesting, this recommending this week?
So I am recommending Big Mouth Season 6.
Okay.
Here's my truth. Look, I haven't watched any of it yet. Okay? It's recently come
so
out.
So why would you make... We are not a place of lies.
Yeah, I'm glad you realised what you just said. Because actually, we only say lies on this podcast, apparently.
So... Okay, fine, Big Mouth.
Yeah, Big Mouth is what I'm recommending. Mainly because if you're a fan of Big Mouth, I just want to remind you that it's back. I feel like Big Mouth is fast becoming like one of the most longest running series, I feel like, on Netflix for a while. So watch it back. And also, every time I think about Big Mouth, I think about Quinta, who is extremely successful now. And we have... If you don't know who Quinta Brunson is, she is the creator and writer of Abbott Elementary, which unfortunately is not on Netflix.
But it's great. But wait, I've got a question for you, actually.
Okay.
Do you know how you said that Big Mouth is one of the longest series going on Netflix?
Well, it's been going on a while. Yeah.
What TV shows got cancelled that you never forgive Netflix for?
That's such a good and quite controversial question to answer as a Netflix employee. However, I would say the one that I was most upset by, and things get cancelled all the time, they get stopped for various reasons.
It's just what it is, a TV business.
It's what it is. It's One Day at a Time for me.
Yeah.
One Day at a Time.
I was quite sad about that.
That was one of my favourite shows. Yeah. I absolutely loved it. I was just as heartbroken as everyone else when it was ended.
Yes, that was quite sad. Mm-hmm. I was quite sad about Good Girls as well. But I just wanted it to round up.
Yeah.
And I felt like it never rounded up. Yeah. And that was like, oh, that's a shame.
And it's so interesting now that I work in like this kind of space and TV and stuff. When I was younger, I didn't understand any of this stuff. So when TV shows just randomly didn't have any more episodes anymore, I was like, oh, maybe the actors just didn't want to do it no more. Like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Or yeah. it just ended.
It's like how we never actually got anything from Moesha. The last episode of Moesha was someone finding a pregnancy test, and that was it.
That's mad.
We don't know who was pregnant. We don't know anything. They're just like, well, whatever.
And a lot of TV shows don't even get to have endings.
Just give us a roundup. Mm. Like Insecure is brilliant, telling us, and this is it.
Yeah.
And here's 5 years later, they're living this dream. Greenleaf ended up where it was on. And there's just finish off all the stories before you just cut it off.
Yeah.
People
yeah.
are invested. Yeah. People love these characters. These are people's lives you're ruining. Well, yeah.
Well, so watch Big Mouth.
Yes.
And what else are we watching? We're watching Big Mouth,
the playlist. Mm-hmm. If you haven't watched it already, The Good Witch.
The Good Nurse. And Dubai Bling.
And Dubai Bling. and also, Jenna, can you please watch from scratch? Because everyone's talking about it and everyone's crying about it. And I want to see how deeply evil you are, if you're going to cry or not.
I probably will cry. It's someone that he dies, right? You already told me that he dies.
I didn't tell you that he dies. I said he's got terminal illness.
So what do you think terminal means?
Not all terminals ends in death. It's got an illness.
It's the gaslighting for me.
There's God.
Because
there's,
terminal means
and
end.
There's miracles.
Not God. Is there a miracle? Does he survive?
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of 1010 Would Recommend, because I would never do that to people who haven't watched it. I wouldn't ruin it for them.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Another lie, because just earlier she said she doesn't mind spoiling things.
So, yeah. What's annoying is that the things I've said have been recorded, and that's what jars me about my life, genuinely. Like, so much of my thoughts and opinions have been recorded. I need to stop talking. Yeah. Mystery Babe is coming.
She's back, baby.
Back, bitch. And on that note, I'm out.
Where can we find you on the internet, team?
You can't, because I'm mysterious.
Okay, well, you can find me at Smart Gina, that's G-E-N-A, on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. You can find Netflix at Netflix UK on Twitter, Instagram, still watching Netflix on YouTube, and at Netflix on TikTok. As Tanani said, you can't actually find her anywhere because as of just this moment, she is mysterious. So thanks so much, everybody, for listening. And I'm not going to set any homework for this week, seeing as I can't seem to get my dates right. But we will be back with another great episode for you guys. And one more time, happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday, Gino. Please be sure to message her on her birthday.
Thank you. Bye. Monday the 7th. Bye.